Hello, this is Dave Smith from the Triangle Radio Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading about events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. Well, welcome back for another week, and I hope everybody is having a good one. And we'll get started with a farm-to-fork event. The annual farm-to-fork picnic is expanding beyond a one-day event to a full weekend of events. The guest of honor during the weekend will be sustainable seafood expert and James Beard Award-winning author Paul Greenberg, who wrote American Catch and Four Fish. On June 5th, a dinner will be held at Duke Gardens at Duke University. The chefs cooking for the dinner include Vivian Howard of Chef and the Farmer in Kinston and star of the PBS series A Chef's Life, Chris Coleman of the Asbury in Charlotte, and A.B. Tordenquist from Watts Grocery and Hummingbird Bakery in Durham. The dinner will be 6:30 to 9. Tickets cost $165. Which includes a paperback copy of Greenberg's book, American Catch. Now, from 5 to 8:30 on June 6th, there will be a clam and mullet bake at Ricky Moore of Saltbox Seafood in Durham and James Clark of the Carolina Inn in Chapel Hill. The dinner will be followed by a talk by Greenberg and a panel discussion featuring North Carolina fishing industry experts. Tickets cost $45 for the event and a paperback copy of Greenberg's book, or $35 to attend the event without a copy of the book. This event will be held at the Rick House in Durham. Then on June 7th, the annual Farm to Fork picnic will be held from 4 to 7 at the W.C. Breeze Family Farm, Walnut Grove, Church Road in Hurdle Mills. The event pairs local chefs and local farmers. Tickets include $100 for adults, $50 for ages 13 to 20, and free for ages 12 and younger. You can also buy a weekend pass to all three events for $275. For more details and tickets, go to farmtoforknc.com. The events raise money for farm apprentice and internship programs at the Center for Environmental Farming Systems in Goldsboro and Breeze Farm in Hurdle Mills. Up next, Holly Springs Cultural Center. The phone number there is 919-567-4000. Friday and Saturday, May 15th and 16th, Holly Springs Community Theater presents All in the Timing. This is a collection of one-act plays that are generally presented together to create a full-length evening of fun and witty theatrical productions. This critically acclaimed award-winning evening of comedies combines wit, intellect, satire, and just plain fun. Performances at 7:30 Friday evening and at 3 and 7:30 on Saturday. Tickets $8 for adults, seniors, and students $5. Tuesday, May 19th at the Cultural Center in Holly Springs, Carolina Puppet Theater, The Gingerbread Man. Show is at 11. Tickets are $5. Tuesday, May 26th, the 82nd Airborne Course. Tickets are free, but this show does have reserve seating, so you will need to pick up tickets at the box office. That's 919-567-4000 to check on ticket availability. Performances at 7:30. Saturday, May 30th, the Route 55 Jazz Orchestra. The best is yet to come. Route 55 Jazz Orchestra was founded in the fall of 2006, and its membership consists of community musicians who are serious about their commitment to making authentic big band jazz in the tradition of Basie, Kenton, Miller, and Moore. Their mission is not only to perform, but to sponsor, promote, and educate the community with regard to jazz as America's great original music. Seating is general admission, no reserve seats. Show is at 7:30. Tickets $8 for adults, $5 for seniors and students. Again, that's Saturday, May 30th at the Holly Springs Cultural Center. June 2nd and 16th at 11 a.m., Carolina Puppet Theater presents The Little Red Hen. Tickets are $5. Friday and Saturday, June 5 and 6, Stars Youth Theater Production presents Hansel and Gretel. Performances both days at 6, tickets 5 for adults, 3 for seniors and students. Friday and Saturday, June 5th, Stars Youth Theater Production presents A Hairy Tale. Performances both days at 7:30. Tickets $5 for adults, $3 for seniors and students. And then July 7th and 21st, Carolina Puppet Theater, The Three Little Fishies. Performances both days at 11 a.m. Tickets are $5. All righty, coming up with a listing of Carolina music festivals that are right around the corner. May 14th through the 17th, Connection Campout. This is in Horseshoe. The festival site is Deerfields. May 15th and 16th, Asheville Electro Music Festival in Asheville. It's at the Masonic Temple. May 15th and 16th as well, Music at the Mills Bluegrass and Arts Festival in Union Mills. And the site is the Union Mills Learning Center. May 15th through the 17th is Artsplosure in Raleigh. The Artsplosure Street Festival draws large crowds for performances by one or two national acts, plus several local and regional bands, alongside visual art displays and kids' arts activities downtown. For 2015, the festival adds a Friday date and moves from Moore Square to Fayetteville Street. May 16th, Carolina Blues Festival in Greensboro. The venue is Barber Park. May 16th, Deep South 20th Anniversary Street Festival, Raleigh. Festival site is Deep South the Bar. May 16th as well, Rowan Blues and Jazz Festival in Salisbury. This is in downtown Salisbury. May 17th, Mustang Spring Jam in Corolla. The festival site, Mike Diana's Grill Room. May 21st through the 23rd, Little John's Mountain Music Festival in Snow Camp. The festival site is Cane Creek Campground. May 22nd through the 24th, Beach Music Weekend Festival in Roxboro at the Willow Oak Park. May 22nd through the 24th, Fiddler's Grove Festival in Union Grove, and that's at the Fiddler's Grove Campground. May 22nd through the 21st, or 24th rather, White Squirrel Festival in Brevard. May 25th, Carl Sandburg Folk Music Festival in Flat Rock. May 29th through the 31st, Neon Weekend in Four City, and that takes place at the Four City Grass Amphitheater. May 30th, Durham Blues and Brews Festival, Durham Central Park. This is an adults-only event. Also, May 30th, Shallow Bag Shag Beach Music Festival in Manteo. That's held at the Roanoke Island Festival Park. June 4th through the 6th, Bluegrass and Cherokee at the Happy Holiday RV Village in Cherokee. June 5 and 6, we've got two events, Bluegrass and Old Time Fiddlers Convention in Mount Airy. That's at the Veterans Memorial Park, and Brevard Blues Festival in Brevard at the Brevard Music Center. Well, it'll be here before you know it, the Hopscotch Music Festival, called America's Secretly Best Festival and the premier experimental and underground festival in America. It returns to downtown Raleigh for the sixth year, and that's coming up September 10th through the 12th. As always, we like to run down some of the free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle, and there are many. Chatham County's Bynum Front Porch Friday Night Music Series runs through September, and that's held from 7 to 9 p.m. There's also Bynum Front Porch Pickin'. It takes place the second and fourth Saturdays each month from 10 to 2. Weaver Street Market, the Carborough Store, After Hours Music on the Lawn, 6:30 to 8:30, starts May 14th. And Jazz Brunch on Sundays from 11 to 1 begins May 17th. Now, at the Weaver Street Hillsborough Store, Hillsborough Outdoors, every Thursday from 6 to 8. And at the Southern Village store, there's Wine Down Wednesdays from 5 to 7:30. And that's not wine, it's W-I-N-D. It is wine, W-I-N-E. Okay. Downtown Performers Series in Cary. All types of music during Downtown Cary's Outdoor Performers Concert Series. All performances are located in the heart of Cary's downtown and are free. Starlight Concert Series in Cary. It's a lively series of free concerts that take place in the beautiful gardens of the Paige Walker Arts and History Center on the fourth Friday of the month, May through September. All concerts start at 7. And then there's the 7 o'clock rock series in Cary. All 7 o'clock rock events are free. Performances held at the corner of Academy and Chatham Streets in downtown Cary. Switching to Clayton, the Town Square Concert Series. They're always the third Thursday of every month, May to September. Concerts are 7 to 9 p.m. on the Town Square lawn. And then Clayton's 2015 Millstock is celebrating its 15th year and is set for June 6th, with the event taking two blocks of Main Street in front of the square. Toasts and Tunes Concerts, Clower Family Vineyards in Apex, held the second Saturday of each month through November from 2 to 4 p.m. Concerts at the Crossroads is back for another season at Flowers Crossroads. The Beach Music Concerts are held 3 to 6 p.m. on September 13th. It's Jim Quick and the Coastline Band, and October 11th, it's the Band of Oz. Carolina Inns Fridays on the Front Porch returns for another season in Chapel Hill. Enjoy free live music every Friday through October 3rd, 5 to 8 p.m. Food, beer, and wine will be offered. 140 West Franklin Plaza in Chapel Hills hosts events every Friday from 6 to 9 p.m. until June 19th. Other events that are free or low-cost summer concerts around the Triangle, Raleigh's Oak City 7 is back. The concerts are held on Thursdays from 5 to 10:30, City Plaza, Fayetteville Street in downtown Raleigh. Scheduled concerts are set for May 28th, June 11th and 25th, July 9th and 23rd, and August 6th and 20th. Also, there's Pickin' in the Plaza, downtown Raleigh's free summer bluegrass concerts. Pickin' in the Plaza concerts are also held on Thursdays on the following dates this summer, June 4th and 18th, July 2nd, 16th and 30th, and August 13th and 27th. A Southern Summer Outdoor Concert Series through September 20th, Southern Village Chapel Hill. Free concerts on the Village Green each Sunday starting at 6. Live in the District Music Series at Village Marketplace Morrisville each Thursday night through June 18th from 6 to 8:30. The new outdoor venue is in front of Stone Theater, Park West 14. Saturdays in Saxapaha. This is the 11th year for Saturdays in Saxapaha, with events at the Hay Wagon Stage May through August 29th. The weekly festivities include performances by top bands. Festivities take place every Saturday from 5 to 8 p.m. through the end of August. Admission is free, though donations are appreciated. The Warehouse Blues Concert Series at Durham Central Park, July 10th, kicks off that 12th annual Warehouse Blues Series, four Fridays of live blues concerts, a blues harmonica masterclass, complete with shiny new harmonicas for youth, and a public jam session. The three other concerts will be held July 17th and 24th and 31st. All events are free, open to the public, food trucks, and local craft beer will be available. At the North Carolina Museum of Art, Friday, May 15th, David Dyer Trio at 5:30. Sunday, May 17th, the Family Renaissance Fair, and that starts at noon. Friday, May 22nd, Onyx Club Boys at 5:30. Saturday, May 23rd, Lake Street Dive at 8 o'clock. Friday, May 29th, Peter Lamb and the Wolves at 5:30. Friday, June 12th, Brandi Carlile at 8 p.m. Seattle-based alt-country singer-songwriter Brandi Carlile makes her first Museum of Art appearance. Carlile broke through in 2007 with her album, The Story. That was produced by T-Bone Burnett, which won her praise from All Music Guides, a singular talent. Wednesday, June 17th, Gary Clark Jr. Gary Clark Jr., the brilliant guitarist, singer, songwriter from Austin, Texas, exploded on the music scene at Eric Clapton's 2010 Crossroads Guitar Festival. He not only electrified the audience, but also got a personal note from Clapton saying, "Thank you. You make me want to play again." Dancing is permitted in front of the stage. Performance at 8. Tickets $40 reserved, $29 general admission. Friday, June 19th, Nico Case at 8. Thursday, June 25th, King Sunny Ade and his African Beats at 8. Saturday, July 11th, the Paris Combo at 8. Thursday, July 16th, the Punch Brothers at 8. Saturday, August 29th, an evening with the Mavericks. And Friday, September 25th, an evening with Dawes. Okay, audio description information as provided by Arts Access. The patron using this service wears an earpiece so they can hear the describer explain the visual events taking place, providing a more robust experience to the listener. And here's a list of the upcoming events. Friday, May 15th, Pippin at DPAC at 8 p.m. Sunday, May 17th, Cinderella, Carolina Ballet, Raleigh Memorial Auditorium at 2. Sunday, May 17th, Phantom Tollbooth, Cary Youth Applause, Cary Arts Center at 2. Friday, June 5th, Newsies, DPAC at 8 p.m. They delivered the papers until they made the headlines. Direct from Broadway comes Newsies, the smash-hit, crowd-pleasing new musical from Disney. Winner of the 2012 Tony Awards for Best Score and Best Choreography. Based on true events, Newsies tells the captivating story of a band of underdogs who become unlikely heroes when they stand up to the most powerful men in New York. It's a rousing tale about fighting for what's right and staying true to just who you are. Tuesday, June 23rd, it's Common Enemy, Triad Stage at 7:30. Friday, June 26th, The Color Purple, Justice Theater at 8 p.m. The performance is held at St. Francis of Assisi on Leesville Road in Raleigh. Saturday, June 25th, The Buddy Holly Story, North Carolina Theater at 2 p.m. Duke Energy Center for the Performing Arts. The number there, 919-996-8700. May 14th through the 17th, Cinderella and Mendelssohn's Violin Concerto, Carolina Ballet at Memorial Auditorium. May 15 and 16, Pop Goes Vegas, North Carolina Symphony Pops at May Mandy Concert Hall. Guest conductor Jack Everly and the North Carolina Symphony take a spin on the musical roulette wheel with hip classics such as Luck Be a Lady, Hey Big Spender, Viva Las Vegas, My Way, and Fly Me to the Moon, to name just a few. Tickets $30 to $75, performances at 8 both nights. Sunday, May 17th, Impression China, All-Star Music, Dance, and Opera, Fletcher Opera Theater. The Carolina China Council and China Arts Festival Foundation bring a group of world-class professional performers from China to present an evening of fun-filled music, dance, and opera. Tickets $30 to $50. Monday, May 18th, Between Earth and Sky, Triangle Youth Brass Band Season Finale at May Mandy Concert Hall. The Wednesday, May 27th appearance of Buddy Valastro has been canceled. Buddy, of course, is the Cake Boss. That event has been canceled. May 27th through June 7th, Pump Boys and Dinettes at Kennedy Theater. Friday, May 29th, Pokemon Symphonic Evolution, North Carolina Symphony Special, May Mandy Concert Hall. Tuesday, June 2nd, Branford Marsalis and Friends, North Carolina Symphony Special at May Mandy Concert Hall. This will be an extraordinary night to benefit the North Carolina Symphony. Grammy Award-winning saxophonist Branford Marsalis joins his friends and collaborators, including the Krueger Brothers and Rhiannon Giddens, on stage with the orchestra for memorable performances that will cross the musical spectrum. Tickets range $27 to $75. And on Saturday, June 6th, the Legends and Heavy Hitters of Soul 2015, presented by Elite Entertainment Group. This is at Memorial Auditorium. Tickets $52.14 to $62.14. Switching to the Durham Performing Arts Center in Durham, of course, otherwise known as DPAC. Tickets are available through the following: dpacnc.com, DPAC Ticket Center at 919-680-2787, DPAC Ticket Center on Vivian Street in Durham, or through Ticketmaster. May 12th through the 17th, it's Pippin. Tuesday, May 19th, Triangle Rising Stars. This is a program designed to bring together area high school musical theater students to perform together and compete against one another for educational scholarships. Finalists will perform on DPAC stage after a weekend-long retreat with their peers. Thursday, May 21st, Wait, Don't Tell Me. It's recording live from DPAC now in its 17th season. Wait, Don't Tell Me is a National Public Radio's Peabody Award-winning quiz show. Friday, May 29th, The Tallest Man on Earth, with special guest Madison Ward and Mama Bear. Saturday, May 30th, Brett Floyd, the world's greatest Pink Floyd show. June 2nd through the 7th, Newsies. June 11th through the 13th, at Shenway Dance Arts. Shenway Dance Arts was founded at ADF in 2000. And is celebrating the 15th anniversary of producing dazzling works that draw on influences as varied as traditional Chinese cultural and arts, European surrealism, American high modernism, and the ritual power of ancient drama. June 18th through the 20th, we're going to have a time with this pronunciation. Palobolus, I think, making its annual summer pilgrimage to the American Dance Festival. Palobolus presents the ADF Commission world premiere of Threshold 2015. Friday and Saturday, June 26 and 27, Soledad Barrio and Noche Flamenca. July 2nd through the 4th, Paul Taylor Dance Company. Friday and Saturday, June 10, 11, Bill T. Jones and Arnie Zane Dance Company. Sunday, July 12, Flowetry Reunion featuring Marcia Ambrosius and Natalie Stewart with special guest Eric Robertson and the Foreign Exchange. Some upcoming North Carolina festivals and other events. May 15 and 16, the Pink Hill Rose Festival. Also the 15th and 16th, Stedman Party in the Park. May 16 and 17, Wings Over Wayne in Goldsboro. May 16th, got two events, Race City Festival in Mooresville and the Run for the Warriors in Jacksonville. May 17th, Ashboro Summer Concert Series. May 21st through the 23rd, Speed Street in Charlotte. May 23rd, Lowell Freedom Festival, May 23rd as well, Speed Street 5K, and the Hildebrand Classic Cruise-In, all held on May 23rd. May 22nd through the 24th, Mint Hill Madness Festival, 23rd through the 25th, Lake Lure Arts and Crafts Festival, June 4th, Rockingham Plaza Jam Concert Series. Rundown of some events at North Hills in Raleigh. Of course, there's the Midtown Beach Music Series. Concerts are held on the Commons. Events scheduled through August 6th from 6 to 9 p.m. The May 14th event is Jim Quick and Coastline, and May 21st, Band of Oz, May 28th, The Fantastic Shakers, June 4th, The Holiday Band. The Midtown Bluegrass Series at North Hills, the concerts are held Sundays at Midtown Park from 5 to 7 p.m. May 17th, it's the Vicki Vaughn Band. Other events, Friday, May 29th, Oak City Jam Fest from 5:30 to 9:30 at Midtown Park. 4 hours of nonstop rock and roll. Saturday, June 6th, Kickin' It Country. The Kickin' It Country event includes two bands, a sanctioned barbecue cook-off, kids' activities, local breweries, and vendors from around the area. Sunday, June 7th, Midtown Music Fest. That's from 2 to 8 p.m. at Midtown Park. Saturday, June 13, Kids Notes gets Down in Midtown, a summer concert and fundraiser headlined by the Beast and Big Band with openers Orquesta Gardell and the Kids Notes All-Stars. The concert is from 4 to 8 at Midtown Park and will be open to the public. Coming up at Garner Performing Arts, Saturday, June 27th, Making Lemonade at 5 p.m. August 6, 7, and 8, Shrek the Musical. Tickets are $15. And October 16, 17, 23, and 24, Lend Me a Tenor. Tickets are $15. Sertoma Amphitheater at Bond Park in Cary. Friday, May 15th, Carytown Band from the British Empire. Saturday, May 16th, Moore Brothers Band, sponsored in part by Pinecone. Friday, May 29th and June 26th, Triangle Brass Band. The concerts are free and start at 7 p.m. Friday, June 5th, Old North State Brass at 7. Friday, June 12th, Triangle Wind Ensemble Pops in the Park. It's free concerts and it starts at 7. Duke Performances, Wednesday, June 3rd, it's Mipso at Duke Gardens, that's 7 o'clock. Wednesday, June 10th, Music Maker Review, Cool John Ferguson with Sam Fraser Jr., Duke Gardens. Wednesday, June 17th, it is Don Fleming's Trio, once again, that is at Duke Gardens at 7 p.m., and all of those events are at 7 p.m. at Duke Gardens, and that'll wrap it up. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the Triangle Radio Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for a print and visually impaired audience. This broadcast is readily available as a podcast at the website triangleReadingService.org. If you have any comments or questions, please give us a call. 919-832-5138. So long until next time.